For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
You know you need fiber for a healthy gut, but do you actually know how to get it? Quaker's been serving up fiber since 1877, with over 100 great-tasting, good source of fiber options to choose from. Whether you like old-fashioned oats, instant oatmeal, granola, or oatmeal squares, Quaker makes it delicious. Mmm, so good. Get your fiber with Quaker. Shop Quaker's good source of fiber products at a store near you.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
We are back, baby. We're back.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
are back.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's over. The Hornets win.
Today's guests, 2026 NFL draft prospect Carnell Tate, the Ringer NFL draft analyst Todd McShay, actor and comedian David Spade. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Draft class is going to be first up as we are 8 days away from the NFL draft. Todd McShay of The Ringer is going to be joining us. And speaking of ringing, he rang a mock draft bell with five different shocking trades that he's predicting.
Hey, let's go.
And we'll review his work before he joins us in hour number two. And then David Spade stops by. That's hour three. It's always fun when David Spade is here on the program. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, whether you're watching on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, or listening on ESPN Radio or Sirius XM Channel 80. I've got a power rankings today of the power rankings of the NBA playoff field.
Oh,
hell yeah. 10 all the way up to 1. That's later on. And as I mentioned, we're eager to hear from you to chime in. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. Great to see you, man.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts in person. Good to see TJ Jefferson. The candle is lit.
Yeah.
Beautiful looking candle.
New candle. Wow. Welcome back, fellas. It was weird in here yesterday without you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be here. So
I didn't say we missed you. I just said it was weird.
Gotcha. Okay. Understood.
Very good. So let's start with the play-in tournament. Now, we're always wondering, where do the points go? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't count in anything for an all-time situation, except within the world of the play-in tournament. What I mean, the all-world situation, I mean, doesn't count on your career stats, doesn't count on the playoff stats.
Right. You could score 84 and it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
It's sort of, again, that phantom zone that was in the Superman movies of the 70s. I don't know where
it goes. Didn't Tatum score 50 in one of those games?
Yeah, it's great.
It means nothing.
Yeah, it's lovely. But listen, does it matter when it actually leaves a mark about who can advance or not in the playoffs? If a tree falls in the play-in tournament, does it make a noise? Well, the 9-10 game last night, the first play-in tournament game, which is technically the playoffs, it's not, you know, it's loser goes home, winner advance for the right to be the 8 seed. Last night, the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Miami Heat, and there's so many things to take away from this game. The way it ended, for instance, a 3-point lead for the Miami Heat late, and you could see on the faces of all the Charlotte Hornet fans that have seen this season go so well for them, from Con Knipple having a rookie of the year type campaign. If you said a Duke player is going to win rookie of the year, you'd go, oh, it's Cooper Flagg. Not this kid. But he's been so amazing. And yet, he got benched with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah, he's glad those stats don't count.
He had a brutal night. And the Heat are doing Heat-like things, which is dominating much of an evening with a play-in tournament on the line and then maybe going on a run, and you don't want to see the Heat, and they're doing Heat-like things, winning when you don't expect them to or leading when you don't expect them to. And the guy who back in the day I said don't get rid of to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo to date, still the worst take I've ever had in the history of this program, Tyler Hero starts going off, and I'm sitting there even thinking to myself,
off.
Hey, with Giannis sitting at home,
hey,
wondering, people wondering in his early 30s is what's going on with him. And I'm like, hey, Tyler Hero doing hero-like things without a cape. Certainly because Bam Adebayo is not out there. Put a pin in that for a moment. And Coby White comes to the rescue. And he had to shoot a three with mere seconds to go, essentially off the inbounds without taking a dribble, because the Heat could foul him and prevent him from shooting a three. And instead, he takes it off the inbounds and just launches one up in the air.
Yep.
And somehow, someway, touched nothing but the bottom of the net.
Swish. Yeah, that was tight.
And it was wild. That was an amazing moment for him to do that. And what he did coming off the bench last night in his minutes for Charlotte was really remarkable, forcing overtime in which Charlotte has a two-possession lead, only to have Tyler Hero make a three and shoot three from the free throw line after stealing one from LaMelo Ball, and now they're up one. And LaMelo, with the Heat having a foul to give, they don't foul him, or there's no foul called as he makes his way to the basket, lays it in, no timeouts remaining for the Heat. They go down and block the game-winning attempt for the Heat, and Miles Bridges with a huge block shot, and that's all she wrote, and celebration ensues. The Hornets move on. Ball is going off. He's hitting the mascot a couple times in the face. And sure, we could sit here and talk about how the Heat had an opportunity to win multiple times, and Ball with the game winner in overtime, and Con Knipple, despite being benched for all of overtime after the last 90-plus ticks of regulation, has a chance to now move on. And one win away from facing the Detroit Pistons in the first round of the NBA playoffs. But really, it's all about whether Ball should have been in the game at all. At all.
Mm-hmm.
Bam Adebayo played 11 minutes last night. That's it. And the reason why is because he went straight down on his back and didn't return. And the reason why he went straight down on his back is because of a collision that happened in real time with no foul called. And then the Prime Video replay eventually shows LaMelo Ball as he went down to the ground. His going down to the ground didn't cause Bam Adebayo to tumble over. What really did, as Adebayo's momentum was taking him out of bounds, was Ball using his left hand to grab the plant foot of Adebayo and yank it out from under him. A clear, flagrant violation of any rule you could come up with, whether it's in the rule book or it's just a player code. 100%. There's no other way to put it. And after the game, Eric Spoelstra didn't hold back.
I didn't see it, but that, I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's funny. I think it's a stupid play. It's a dangerous play. Obviously, our best player is out. I'm not making an excuse. The Hornets played great, you know, and they made those plays down the stretch. We had our opportunities to win. I just, that's a shame. You know, you should be penalized for that. I don't think that belongs in the game, you know, tripping guys, you know, shenanigans. And, you know, Curtis was there. It's his responsibility to see that. And if it's not his responsibility, then Zach's got to see it. If, you know, somebody has got to see that. And that, you know, he should have been thrown out of the game, you know, for that.
He should have been thrown out of the game for it. I'm not lying.
I just don't know how everybody missed it. Nobody.
It happens.
Well, nobody saw it in real time. Well, even Spo said he missed it.
Here's the thing. I've got the pool report. Rod Boone of the Charlotte Observer spoke to the crew chief. I don't believe it's from Hollywood Shuffle. Crew chief. Not the assistant crew chief. Crew chief.
Winky dinky. No.
Zach Zarba. Question. Why was the play not reviewed in time? Zarba, the play wasn't whistled in real time. Play continued with a fast break, and because play wasn't stopped immediately and there was no whistle on the play, the window to review the play was closed. Play was stopped after a change of possession and then a timeout, so by rule, our window to review that play then is closed. Follow-up question, was it later reviewed by the officiating crew in the locker room or by the replay center? Our crew, said Zarba, we review all our plays, so we reviewed the play at halftime. Question, should it have risen to the level of a flagrant foul if reviewed? How do you think a hypothetical is going to be answered by an official who totally missed it?
Right.
At this point, that goes to league operations, and they'll make a determination on that in the coming days. So they will make that determination. And was the play not reviewed in real go from there? So it's going to be up to the league office right now. What do they do? Because you could see it is a flagrant maneuver by Ball, who said, I guess he was disoriented because his head was hit.
Yeah, he got hammered on the play.
I got it.
And got a no call.
And so he didn't know where he was. And so he thought maybe the guy who kicked him in the head was the guy to his left. So he'll just yank his leg out from under him.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't the guy who hit me. It's just the Heat's best player, which maybe he didn't know. I get it. This was his response after the game.
I apologize on that one. I mean, I got hit in the head and didn't really know where I was, but I'm going to check on him and see if he's okay and everything.
Yeah, check on him.
LaMelo, it kind of looked like on film that you might have grabbed his leg. I mean, did you intentionally grab his leg?
I haven't even seen. Like I said, I got hit in the head, didn't even know where I was, but yeah, just playing basketball. But like I said, sorry, and I'm going to check on him.
Yeah, that is not a basketball move. I don't understand why would he be sorry if he said it was a basketball move and he didn't know where he was and he didn't know if he did it intentionally because he got hit in the head.
Well, he's probably sorry that Bam had to miss the game.
Yeah, I mean, as he's going down, he does take Bam's knee to his head. I'm not.
No, I don't think it was Bam's knee to his head. I think it was somebody else behind him. No?
Here's the deal. I understand why the TV, we didn't catch it watching it live because it happened right in front of Con Knoeppel. So,
right.
From the broadcast point of view, you couldn't exactly tell that he pulled his foot out, but there was a referee standing right there. Like, I'm watching this over
and
over.
But
how did he not see this?
Because the play is moving on.
No,
Rick. It's moving on. I understand that. You'd like for an official to see absolutely everything, but you know what we have? We have cameras.
Yeah.
And whatever the construct is here that does not allow this to be reviewed and have something adjudicated in the game in which it happens.
It happened really fast, the whole sequence.
If you can see it and we can see it, you should use it. And it's not like, oh, well, wait a minute, played on.
But if you slow everything down to slow motion, then yeah, it looks bad. If you watch it in real time,
he grabbed Bam and yanked his foot. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Frustrated because he got hit in the head? It's flagrant, and you could see it, and he should not have been in the game after it.
Oh, you want him ejected for that?
Absolutely.
I think this is tech-worthy. I don't know if this is ejection.
Okay, tech-worthy then? Yeah. Sure.
Tech-worthy for sure.
Give me something.
Yeah.
You should review it.
Something.
Absolutely. You're right.
I think
right.
That's something. This may be one of those hockey situations where, you know, the reason why I bring that up is there's a moment in a game. Somebody gets a misconduct or a major, and then that guy who is the recipient of the behavior that causes the major to be given out, that person is now out for a week and a half, and now you want that guy who created the injury suspended for longer than you did in real time?
Yeah.
That I might be playing the result here? Because you don't know that he's not returning. But that's flagrant, man. And that's Bam Adebayo. That's their best player. I don't blame Spoelstra for saying something. And now we'll see what the league says. What does the association do? Because it now is on them. Do you sit Ball in this must-have game for the Charlotte Hornets?
Oof.
He yanked his foot out, man. There's no other way to put it. Hand in the cookie jar. Busted. Yeah. By Prime Video. Unfortunately for him, that wasn't the 15-second window with technical difficulties.
Oh.
We caught that.
Yeah.
They were on the air for that one. And we saw it.
We didn't see it till after the fact.
We didn't, again, but it doesn't it was matter if it's after the fact it happened. And you can see it. And that's what the NFL is now fixing, where you can come in and say, wait a minute, we saw you shove first on the eye in the sky. Now, we'll... If you catch that, you know, two plays, three plays later, will they come in and do that then? Will they then hit somebody with an ejection three plays later? I hope so. It shouldn't be time. It shouldn't be like, oh, the play played on, and so the rules say it's got to be within the certain construct. No, we found it. We saw it. It happened. We'll see what happens here. Because it maybe it's a flagrant what? They'll give him a flagrant, so it'll count towards a total that could aggregate. But I don't blame Spoelstra for saying he should be ejected for that. That's our best player who was going down with some momentum or might have been able to brace his fall, but didn't because somebody made him go ass over tea kettle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Haynes saying the league is going to review the situation.
Yeah, they are.
And have a ruling before Friday.
At this point, said Zach Zarba, crew chief. At this point, that goes to league operations. We'll see. We'll see what happens next.
Which really, all this just takes away from...
That game was awesome.
What Charlotte's done this year, this turnaround that no one all year has really been paying attention
or talking to until...
We spoke about the other stuff first.
You know, so this, it takes away from that, which stinks for them.
Well, blame Ball.
Yeah.
By the way, and LaMelo had the game winner last night and played awesome.
Listen, let me just say this. He is electric. He is a star of the sport, but he has some impulse problems on the court and behind the wheel of a car, as people in Charlotte will attest.
True.
As he has an interesting way of approaching intersections. And he had an intersection last night with the foot of one of the best players in the sport. And the league is going to have to do something about it. Because there's cameras. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Carnell Tate, everybody. Best wide receiver in the draft.
You're going to be okay? You're going to be
Where's he from again?
Professional here?
Where's he from again?
The Ohio State University. Columbus, Ohio. Right. Best of wide receiver available. Yeah. And he had a moment where stuck it to my alma mater. As a matter of fact, saying going up top to him kind of set the tone for a day where I felt like it wasn't going to be our day. And guess what? It wasn't. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Just making sure.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, good.
You know?
You got yours.
The WNBA draft gave me an idea of how it's going to feel to say
yep.
a school over and over and over again in the top 10.
No doubt.
So you know how a USC alumni or player or
yes.
watching this.
That's correct.
Yeah, got it.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Carnell Tate. And then, man, we will review the work of Todd McShay before he joins us. Some wild scenarios in his latest mock. Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. He is, without question, the best receiver available in this year's draft, and will have a short night 1 week from this coming Thursday. Okay? And he went to the Ohio State University, and he is joining us courtesy of the Snickers ice cream. Ladies and gentlemen, hands together for Carnell Tate. How are you, Carnell?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where have I found you in your journey to the NFL draft,
Carnell? Right now, I'm in Dallas right now. I got a couple branches and I got a couple media things I got to knock out as well.
All right. And I like the Snickers chill.
Yeah.
chain that you got going on right now?
Yes, sir. That's part of our campaign about chilling the hot takes.
Okay. What hot takes are you chilling, Carnell? What hot
takes? It's draft. You know, a lot of times throughout the draft, a lot of hot takes pop up here and there about your about questions about your game. So yeah, you gotta stay chill with the Snickers ice cream bar.
Who's questioning your game? Who's doing
A lot of people. I mean, a lot of people on social media. You know how it gets.
Oh, don't listen to that, Carnell Tate. Don't do that. No, in all honesty, I don't know of a single person that does not have you as the top wide receiver in this year's draft, Carnell.
Okay.
At all. Yeah. So let's jump into your draft process so far. How many teams have you personally visited? So far,
so I believe I visited five. I have two more. So I started my journey with Cleveland. I started my then I went down to Kansas City, and then I went to Baltimore. Then I went to Titans, and then I went to the Saints. Then I got the Commanders and Giants left.
Okay, so, let me take one at a time here. Cleveland, Ohio. You do realize there are a lot of individuals familiar with your work that would love for your tour to stop there. As well, right?
Oh yeah, Carnell? Yeah. I'm very familiar with that. I mean, Cleveland's right up the street from us. Probably only an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from the facility.
From the facility in Columbus, Ohio, is what you're referring to.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just want to make sure about all that. So, how comfortable were you when you went to Cleveland and stopped by there?
I was, Yeah, I was very comfortable. I mean, at this point, the process is all about football. Just touring the facility, talking to the coaches, them getting a feel for your personality, you getting a feel for them as in general. Then it's ultimately just talking football, them seeing how smart you are, your IQ as a football player.
You do realize that if you wind up in Baltimore and not Cleveland, everybody that's excited for you to go to Cleveland would be absolutely looking for the nearest bridge to jump off, Carnell, right? You aware of that?
Yeah, I know that rival runs deep, especially in division rivals. So, yeah, I'm very familiar and I'm very aware of that as well.
Yeah, there's a history long before you were born, Carnell Tate, long before you were born. Did you meet Lamar when you were in Baltimore? Did you?
I did not. Okay. When I went up there, the guys weren't in building yet. So
okay, they were not.
They just got, yeah.
All right. So and then the Saints, did you see Chris Olave there? Did you run into him?
No, I didn't see him. So as I'm going throughout the beginning of these visits, none of the players were told to report to the building yet. Because it's obvious, like, when you have a new coaching staff, the players can report earlier. So the only team that was working out was the Titans.
Okay. So did you meet Cam Ward when you were there?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. So what sort of conversations did you have with him in Tennessee, Carnell?
He was just telling me enjoy the process, asking where I'm at in the process and where I'm at in the business as far as that. And he was just saying enjoy the process, bro. It only happens once in a lifetime, so just enjoy and have fun with it.
It's not easy to enjoy it, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because, again, like, I know you're going to all these places, but at the end of the day, it is not your choice where you wind up, right?
No, definitely not. No, sir.
How are you handling all of that? How are you?
I'm cool. I'm just staying chill, for real. Like, it's out of my control. I've done all I can do on the football in terms of it. So it's just really sitting back and relaxing.
Okay. What will a team get if they draft Carnell Tate?
A team will get a complete player. I can stretch the field. I can make the contested catch. And then I'm someone willing blocker. And I can run the routes to get open. So I think you get it all.
What do you think you need to improve on?
I don't really know. I'll probably just say press. I mean, there's very few clips of me getting pressed in college, so that's probably the biggest question right there.
Okay. You could say nothing. There's nothing for you to improve on. I love how you just stop. Like, every answer you've had in conversation to this point, you've had an answer for right away. But it's fine. It's fine. I've seen you play. I can see what you can do, and so can the rest of the NFL. And, you know, the Saints, are obviously in the top 10, and they have a history of choosing players from your spot. Olave,
yes,
obviously, can't guard Mike, who's kind of an OG in this equation, you know. You got the Commanders, who have the ultimate OG in McLaurin, sitting right there as well. Why did you choose Ohio State? Why did you choose them? Carnell.
Well, I ultimately chose, I'll say, I had a great relationship with Coach Arline. He's done it at elite level, so it was only right for me to get that experience from him. He played at the highest level, so everyone was trying to do what he did, and he was just pouring all his experience down to us. Then it was my dream school. I grew up a Buckeye. I always watched them. And then ultimately, if you want to go first round as a receiver, you go to Ohio State.
So, Heartline, huh? He's the guy?
Yes, sir.
All right. How do you think, now that he's gone, things are going to work for Ohio State recruiting kids like yourself, Carnell?
I think it'll continue to go on this trajectory it is now. I believe it was receiver you before Heartline got there, and ultimately will be receiver you after he leaves.
Okay. Are you aware of my collegiate affiliation, Carnell?
No, I'm not aware of yours. What's yours?
Get ready, Carnell. Hold on.
Back off. Let me ask you this question. Do you follow college basketball, Carnell Tate?
I do follow college basketball. Okay.
Are you aware of who won the national championship last week in college basketball?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me the name of the school?
Team Up North.
Let me tell you something. I looked at the final score. I looked at the bottom graphic. I looked at the box score. It wasn't Team Up North versus UConn. It wasn't that. I can say your team name. I can say the Ohio State Buckeyes.
That shows you what the rivalry means to us and what it means to y'all.
Wow. Never heard it put that way.
No. Put what way? Put what way?
That it means more to them.
Okay.
Than you.
Now, you know what? That might be true. But I mean, can you guys in the control room put up that photograph of Carnell in the snow? Just to show you, again, I'm fine with this being the photograph chosen by my production staff.
That's ill.
You know, right. Oh, you just got up. You're getting something? Wait, hold on a second. Now you're back. Yeah.
Please tell me.
Like, this, I know where this took place. I know what happened. I know how you're. You got every right to flex.
I got these from y'all.
Wow. Those are the. Can I look at them? I've never seen the gold pants before.
Yeah,
Let me see it right here. Okay. Very good. No, hold it up a little bit more. Okay. So why you do realize that's Michigan colors? Why are we calling them gold pants? I don't understand. Gold
pants. I don't know, but they gold pants. I got a victory. So
okay. Well, I'm glad you did because so many of your colleagues before you got none of them. Oh, wow. You know, over an entire 4-year period. But you're aware of that. But see, I'm just showing you that I don't care that photograph is the moment where I'm sitting in my living room realizing. It's just not going to happen for a fifth time in a row for me today. And so, you know, I totally get this rivalry, but you still just can't say, can you say the letter M? Can you use any words with the letter M? You can't even do something that?
Yeah, you can definitely use words with the letter M.
Okay.
We just don't say that particular name.
You know, because if you're here to sell ice cream, you can't sit here and say it's Snickers ice cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or Cree-X. It's not ice Cree-X. You know what I mean?
Like say Snickers ice cream chill out bar.
Okay. All right. So now we have Carnell Tate saying the letter M on tape on the Rich Eisen show. We can do all sorts of things with that later on in your career. Yeah. Tell me about the ice cream that you're involved with right now.
So yeah, I partnered with Snickers ice cream. The campaign as well speaks for itself. We partnered with the Snickers ice cream chill bars stuff. Chilla hot take during the draft process. I mean, there was a big controversy about my 40, so just got the Snickers ice cream bar to help everyone chill. Then you got the original, and then you got the crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is the greatest creation of all time. I might have to get some of those things for sure. I don't know. Were you aware when you ran your 40, you know, because I'm in the booth for NFL Network when this happens. We had Brandon Bean of the Bills in the booth with us as you ran your 40. It's still incredibly fast the way that you ran it. But he basically said, you know, when it was 4-5 and change, you know, I would hope everybody in front of us just lets him drop. You know, is essentially what he basically said. I wouldn't draft him. You know, because in all honesty, Carnell, you know, like it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Your film speaks for itself. And you know, Terrell Davis, who's in the Hall of Fame, he didn't run a fast 40, but the pads go on. If you can run fast, that's all that matters.
Yeah, so like it was like one of the biggest controversies around the draft as far as my game. That's why I said like I partnered with Snickers Ice Cream to help everyone chill. Not everyone who ran a faster 40 had as much success in the league as those who ran slower. Like you got guys like JSN who probably ran a 4.5 something, Puka Nacua. Like those two receivers are at the top of the league right now.
Tell me before I let you go, Carnell Tate, about Jeremiah Smith and how good he is, since everybody's already talking about, I mean, people were talking about him, if I'm not mistaken, at a couple pro days ago when everyone was watching Marvin Harrison Jr., trying to go through his things. How talented is your colleague and teammate?
JJ is very talented. He got a chance to be the great ones that come at Ohio State. Yeah, he's been enjoying this process, and he's only been getting better each and every year. So as he continues to grow as a player and understand the game at the next level, he's only bound to do great things.
Okay. So he's coming up next. Where are you going next? You said you had two more visits.
Yeah, so I got the Giants and I got the Commanders.
The Giants? Well, the Commanders.
Yes, sir.
McLaurin's not going to let you out of the building.
No, that's my guy. Whenever I need things, he's there for me. He say, "Welcome me with open arms."
What do you mean?
I mean, all Ohio State receivers, we all look out for each other. So they all, that's their way of giving back to us and helping us get to where they are in their process. So he just said, whatever I need, if there's any questions, anything I need, just hit his line. He got me. He'll take care of me.
Okay. So is there an Ohio State, pardon me, sorry, is there the Ohio State text chain of receivers?
There. So Coach Arline got us all in one. Like me, Garrett, Chris, Mecca, Marv. Yeah, just about all the Ohio State receivers.
McLaurin's on it too?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And then the most recent one, we just congrats JSN on his contract.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good text to do that for sure. Mm-hmm. Can I be added to that chain?
Hey, you gotta be in that pedigree receiver.
Great hands. Look at these hands. Look at these hands. Look, I can pick up a pen, my glasses. What's the text chain called?
No, it's just Ohio State receivers.
Come on. It's just, it should be the text chain. Don't you think?
We let the people speak for us. We just go out there and play football.
You need to name it.
It should just be a red X.
Yeah. No, a red X. Terrible idea.
I'm on the younger side, so I can't take that matter in my hand to go name in the group chat.
All right. Next time I speak to McLaurin, I'm going to get on him for that because he probably has the credibility to do something like that.
I bet. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So enjoy your. Are you going to the draft? I don't know. I just saw that list. Are you going to be in Pittsburgh?
Yes, sir. I am.
Okay. Have we gotten the proper garb? You got the suit? You got it all picked out?
Yeah, I got the suit. I'll be wearing my Snickers ice cream chip bar.
Good.
So I'll be wearing this that part of my suit on the red carpet as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got everything else picked out? You got it ready to go? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is there a maize and blue lining in that coat?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, wow. No, you'll see none of that.
None of that.
You went on that group chat.
I want in on the... Yeah, I do want in on the group chat. They need something to shake it up instead of like, look how good we are. Look how rich we are. Look how we're getting drafted first round. Okay. Carnell, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck, and I wish you only the best of success. Go get it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You got it. Right back at you. That's Carnell Tate, courtesy of Snickers Ice Cream.
All right.
There he goes. There he goes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well done, Rich. Very professional.
There he goes. They don't have a name for the text chain. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Yeah,
why wouldn't he?
There's a lot of creative people on that. A lot of successful.
No, I don't think there's a lot of creative people on it.
You don't?
Oh, no,
they're not. Can't be if they don't have a name.
We're the creative ones.
You're not on it, right?
Wouldn't let me on it.
Yeah, I can understand that. You get that, though, right?
Why?
Why they wouldn't let you?
Yeah, I'm not a receiver.
Well, right, that's it.
That and some other reasons, but sure.
That I'm
no gold pants.
Yeah, you don't go.
They're maize. All right, let's take a break. Some crazy concepts in the latest mock draft for Todd McShay, who joins us at the top of the next hour.
Let's go.
Also, John Spytek, the general manager of the Raiders, has talked about how his phone is ringing. That's still to come and next on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen here. Every time I travel for a major sports moment, whether it's a playoff run or a huge primetime matchup, I see firsthand what happens to a city. Hotels fill up fast, energy builds, everyone wants to be part of it. Now imagine that on a global scale. The FIFA World Cup is coming this summer, people, and with it, thousands of fans traveling to host cities across the country. If you happen to live in one of those cities and you're planning to be away, maybe you've got your own summer trip lined up, this could be a practical opportunity. While you're gone, you could list your space on Airbnb and welcome traveling fans who want to experience the FIFA World Cup in person. You're not changing your routine. You're not committing to anything year-round. You're simply making the most of a moment when your city is in the global spotlight. I know when I'm on the road for a huge event, having a comfortable home base makes all the difference. And that's what fans will be searching for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly fast. just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
And gentlemen, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, in a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. It's so crucial because when you're hauling kids' gear and snacks and backpacks, space matters. So does comfort. Just make sure they don't put those cleats on the seats. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. The Raiders hold the first overall pick in the draft.
Raiders. Breaking news.
They're going to take Fernando Mendoza.
Allegedly.
Maybe.
I mean, there's no allegedly. There's no maybe. The guy that they've already hired to play quarterback there on their crew, on their staff, on their roster, has already basically said, I look forward to playing with Fernando. Okay? I mean, Kirk Cousins basically, all right, end of story. Unless somebody calls up and offers the Godfather offer, okay? Somebody says, hi. Remember what Mike Ditka once did for Ricky Williams?
His whole draft.
Could you imagine if somebody did that today?
Oh,
bust the topic budget. Bars.
That would be amazing.
The topic bars.
That was 1999.
The arguments.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I would love it. Honestly, I love a good draft.
John Spytek, how much your phone ringing?
Have you guys received any calls regarding the top pick? Is it safe to say at this point that you guys are going to stand pat and pick with the first overall selection?
We've gotten a few calls, and those teams know where they stand right now.
There you go.
That's it.
Make a better offer.
Move on.
Is what he just said.
MoveOn.org.
He's saying the go pound salt.
It's out. Yeah.
Make a better offer is what he's saying.
It's finished. It's finished.
I mean, there's not the chance.
There's not going to be any trade for the first overall pick in this draft, and there won't be a trade for the second overall pick in this draft. But you know who says there's going to be a trade for the third overall pick in this draft? Our next guest at the top of the next hour, Todd McShay of The Ringer. Hey. His latest mock draft says the Saints are going to move up from 8.
Oh!
Whence the Jets pass on Arvell Reese and take David Bailey. The phone will ring in Arizona from the Bayou, and a trade will be made. And they're going to be the ones to say, thank you, Jets. We'll take Arvell Reese.
Whoa.
Now, I looked it up. The Saints frequently make trades in the first
round. They do, yeah. Uh-huh.
8 times since 2010, they've made trades in the first round. So they're aggressive. Mickey Loomis likes doing it. He's going to do it, according to Todd McShay, who says then Jeremiah Love will wind up being a Tennessee Titan, 4th overall. And then the Giants, with every single Ohio State player not named Arvell Reese available, they go and hit their offensive line in Francis Maunoa, who's been 3 overall in a lot of mock drafts because the Cardinals will stick and pick there for the Miami tackle. The Giants take him, according to McShay. Leading to another trade, the Cowboys moving up to take Sonny Styles at 6.
Oh.
Browns are the ones who would accommodate that.
Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh. It's marvelous.
Please.
I'm wondering, what do you think? Is that the 12th overall pick and some other considerations, and then they'll stick with their 20th?
I saw another one where they swapped
because he does have
39.
He does have them doing that, and we'll get to that in a second. Now, then another trade hits, according to Todd McShay, and this mirrors exactly what Daniel Jeremiah told me on SportsCenter the other night, that the Jets, all they need to do is send their second round selection that they have, courtesy of the Dallas Cowboys, for the Quinnen Williams trade. Remember, they got a 1 and a 2 from him, and the Jets are like, we'll take the 2 this year and the 1 next. And that they would move up to take Carnell Tate and pair him with Garrett Wilson.
Whew. You'd have to be happy with that.
Geno doing backflip.
And then the Cardinals sitting at 8 take Spencer Fano.
And who they want anyway.
And then the Chiefs take Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver out of Arizona State.
Okay.
And then the Bengals take Caleb Downs from the Ohio State and do give us the first instance since the Michigan State Spartans in the 67 draft to have four kids from the same school go in the top 10 of an NFL draft.
Sign me up for this first 2 hours.
Then you've got another trade that's happening in the last third of the first round, because that's where you're wondering what's going on with trades, people moving back in or moving up. The Bears move up from 24 to 22, according to Todd McShay, because somehow, some way, Dylan Thienemann isn't taken until 22nd overall when the Bears pop up and take him from 24 to 22 to go grab Dylan Thienemann. As you know, they are very safety deficient in Chicago. As a matter of fact, as soon as the new league year hit, or right around, right before, when we were in the combine, they had no safeties on the roster for 2026. And one last trade. He does have the Cardinals moving back into the end of the first round to take Ty Simpson, 30th overall.
Oh.
So he's got that going on. Five trades. First round.
Let's go.
Oof.
What did you say, and what's more likely last week?
Cowboys should trade both their picks to move into the top.
No, the number of trades in the first round. You compared it to some other metric, from what I recall.
Oh, well.
What's going to be the larger number?
Oh, is that what's more likely?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Hold on, let me.
But that's wild. And that, yes, the if you look at the middle third, if you don't mind, the Dolphins would have Mekhi Lemon at their disposal, 11th overall, but they take Mansoor Delane, the cornerback out of LSU. And that's where you could see Todd McShay has the Browns drafting Caden Proctor, 12th overall. That would be their first pick in the draft. And you, we had Matt Miller say that Proctor is moving up draft boards quite a bit, the tackle out of Alabama. So if the Browns are able to get more draft capital, trade down, and still get a tackle that they love, great move. That would lead the Rams to take Mekhi Lemon and keep him here in Southern California. Reuben Bain would go to the Ravens.
Bain.
Omar Cooper Jr. would be taken by the Commanders using the Jets' first-round selection, because the Jets have moved up to go take Carnell Tate. He's got the Panthers taking Kenyon Sadiq, 19th overall, the tight end, and the Cowboys get Jermaid McCoy at 20th overall, who's been penciled in for them, or sharpied in at 12th. Yeah. So if the Cowboys can get both Styles and McCoy.
Oh, let me tell you something. We're in the Super Bowl.
Okay, very good.
We're in the Super Bowl.
It was an overreaction pod on the 6th. More first-round trades in quarterbacks and running backs selected on day one.
Okay, so. And I said it would be trades, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this would prove me correct.
Yep.
And that guess right there. So, yeah. The Dolphins sitting there at 30th overall would trade out using the Broncos pick.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.